The dubstep machine.
Trailer watching boys go
Game of Bones is here.
Round the outside. Guess who's back?
We're back.
Back again.
Okay.
GOT is back.
That's the name of the
Hello,
show.
Friend.
Not us. We're good.
GOT's back. GOT's back. GOT's back. GOT's back.
Are our numbers going up or down on the Ustream right now?
Let's watch it. I don't think you can see numbers on Ustream.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Game of Owns. It's Monday. We are recording on Friday. we're sitting live on Ustream right now because we sort of had an idea. It was a misspeak, I think, in an email with Micah earlier in the week. He was talking about Jimmy Kimmel Live premiering the trailer for season 3, which has just happened, and this is your episode on Monday, so you've already seen it. And I thought he was saying, hey, we should record the episode live talking about the trailer. So we were like, okay.
And yeah. Then we did.
And here we are on a Friday night. What's better way to spend our Friday night than with each other?
It's really late. It's I'm on Pacific time, and it's 9:20, so Selena is, it's like 4 a.m., and she's dead tired in the middle of the night. So it's just the three of us and all of you guys listening live.
Just the three of us.
Plus the rest of you.
We can make it if we try. Just the three of us. You and you and I.
Did you contract Eric to sing the entire show?
This is how I behave at live shows, Micah. Do you not know this about me?
I think we're going to have to start charging for the show now because it's so much better because Eric is singing.
It's a live performance.
Yeah. When Eric, hey, did you sing at the live edition when you were emceeing? Because I wasn't there until the end.
Did I not sing at the live edition? Micah, were you there?
No, nope. Micah was.
I keep forgetting because so many people turned up for it.
Yar. I like a pirate. I make pirate noises. We're here.
I feel like, I don't think I sang. I really don't. I had the white linen suit and that sang.
Oh yeah,
something.
It sang on behalf of you.
Yeah. No, but actually the band was there and
they
I'm
sang.
Trying to remember. I don't know. It was all a blur, man. I don't think I sang, but I could have.
Afterward was a blur as well. So here's the deal. We're live. We're also recording Monday's episode. And with that, we are wanting to tell you guys all about what we think about this trailer that has just come out. Mm-hmm. Now, Eric, trying to help, being the kind, gentle-hearted lad that he is, took a video on his phone and sent it to me. But HBO has actually just posted an official version. So let's just watch it. Time lapse.
It's been a long time.
Is that a camel?
Not yet.
Tyrion. So after the time lapse, our first shot is of...
Dude, you missed the camel. There's totally a camel there in the time lapse.
There's actually 5 camels.
Really?
Yep. They're hiding underneath the snow. Don't you know they do that? They bury themselves in the snow and they jump out and attack people.
Is that just... Well, ask our friend the camelier if that is actually true.
The snow burrowing camos. Those are the good ones.
The second scene, Tyrion opens the door.
Tyrion's opening the door. Now, what's happening here, guys? He's got the scar. He's got that.
He does.
Although it's not as grotesque as it could be.
Yeah. Yeah. They really tried to aim for her likability there.
Gotta have that leading man look. All right. So now we have a snowy wall being climbed. Why, would you ask, is
because
a snowy wall being climbed?
They wouldn't let him in the front door?
Now, to me, the shot of the guy with the beard looks like Tormund Giantsbane, which is a new character this season who is one of Mance Rayder's crew. And so that should give you guys an idea of who's scaling the wall.
I wonder why it's not Mance Rayder himself climbing the wall. I wonder if he dies before he can see his dream person.
That's not real. It's really funny because I remember, you know, in past episodes, we've been kind of not really complaining, but making cracks at the weakness of the stuff that we've seen promoting season 3 so far. But, you know, just after the general look through that we saw, there's a lot jammed into this 1 minute trailer.
It's true. And I couldn't help but think, you know, the thought running through my mind while watching this, that everything we're seeing has already been filmed. They wrapped up filming, in fact, of season 3. So it's weird to think the entire season that we have yet to see for another month, yet to begin to see for another month, is actually sitting in a storage can somewhere.
Oh, yeah. That's how it goes, man. It sucks.
I know, but it's just like, I want it all now.
So what are your thoughts on that, though?
This guy climbing the wall?
Reasons why these wildlings are climbing the wall?
It's getting too cold up in the north, man.
They're like, we have to go south at whatever cost. We're going to raise our elevation.
Or lower it.
The question I have is, the wall we know was put together with magic. Why doesn't it have enchantments, spells, enchantments that prevent you from being able to climb it with a pickaxe?
Because Professor Flitwick is in Hogwarts, man.
No, he's not. He just got he just won the Battle of Blackwater.
Oh. Okay, I see what you did there. That makes sense.
Eric.
What?
That was a good joke.
Yeah, it was. Good job.
Oh, was it?
Good
Thank job, you, Eric. Guys. I know good. You don't like my singing, but if I can compare small people to each other.
I love your singing, Eric.
Oh, thank you.
You know who it's else more, loves your more, singing, Eric? Huh? Sam loves your singing.
It's more falling with style, really.
No, actually, on Friday's episode, Sam did a little singing of his own for Selena's birthday.
You know, I heard that. No. I heard that Sam celebrated. I also heard that Selena celebrated herself this weekend.
That's why she's not here.
Yeah, that's
a little too much.
So our next shot, as we can see, is a small canoe filled with a blonde person that is large and a person that has got lots of contrast on them. That is probably Jamie in the boat as well.
Oh, could it be Brienne and Jamie?
I think it's safe to say that it is Brienne and Jamie.
I don't know. It looks like a dude, but yep. I mean, it looks like yep. two dudes.
Yep.
But wait, this isn't King's Landing. I thought it would be like River Run or something, but.
Well, don't tell us where they are. Yeah. I think it looks like Harrenhal.
It does look like Harrenhal.
Yeah, I think it's Harrenhal. It's destroyed and it looks like it's Harrenhal.
Oh, I thought it was pretty there for being Harrenhal. Because wasn't Harrenhal melted?
Yes. Like, but look at it. It looks pretty melted to me.
But you've never seen a side view of it before. Have you?
Yeah, that's true.
You've just kind of seen it from the front a little bit.
You know, now since they're not, working with a Blackwater budget, they can show sides of castles we've never seen before.
Yeah.
Eric should have picked up on that right away.
What's next? Yeah, Tywin, like- man. Seriously, Tywin's entering. Joffrey's on the throne. And I guess I never noticed that behind Joffrey, the stained glass. What is that symbol? Is that, I mean, I don't recall seeing that in the book.
Oh yeah.
Not that I've read the third book.
Not that there are pictures in the book either.
There are pictures in my book, Zach. Oh, I got okay. I got the accessible version.
Raised edges. Okay, I get it. Yeah.
Wait till you get to the Valyrian steel every time they talk about that.
Oh shit. Okay. So Joffrey's sitting on his throne, and I think, you know, obviously this part of the trailer is symbolizing Tywin taking up his position as Hand of the King. The guy from the bus, from Micah's commute, the train guy, has apparently been ousted from his position.
Yeah, he didn't last very long. He was just a holdover between Tyrion and Tywin.
Also, to answer your question, Eric Slavis in the chat says the seven-pointed star represents the Seven Kingdoms. Also, Left Lane Miss Robin said the same thing as well, echoed that. This is a strange thing, having our questions answered live.
You guys are answering my new questions.
Very smart listeners.
Yeah, awesome.
Or no listeners points. That just have more retention reading than Selena or myself.
Or they're Googling while they're listening. Yeah, and the power of frugal. So next shot up, we've got Miss Cat. We've got Mr. Rob. They're walking through some rubble. And what does she say?
She says something.
Death is coming for everyone and everything.
Oh, that's like winter's coming, only it's her own spin. It's her own, I used to sleep with the guy who says winter is coming, but he died. So I'm going to say death is coming for everyone.
So now we've got a really smooth shot of Jamie with his beard.
He looks battle-worn.
He's clearly...
Not with Brienne.
Well, that's number one. And number two, he doesn't look too comfortable where he is.
No. He looks like he's filled with regret for the first time.
With your grit for the first time?
Your grit? Yeah.
But he still looks to be a captive.
Yeah, no, that's what I was thinking, because, you know, when he was with Brienne, he was a captive, yes, but also not in the traditional sense. But now, I mean, maybe
he's enjoying every minute of it.
She's leading him through a city or a town or something, and it looks to be in the north because it's nice, coolly. The color is cool, so I'm assuming that the way they've themed it, it's in the north.
Correct me if I'm wrong. They were heading south, weren't they? Weren't they going to like King's Landing?
They were going to King's Landing, yes. But yeah. As we saw in a previous still, and as Zach mentioned, the boat appeared to be just outside of what could potentially be Harrenhal.
Right.
Oh, so yeah, that was them then. Huh.
Next shot.
Yeah, Bran, right? Shooting an arrow.
Isn't he supposed to be doing that on top of a horse because he can't stand?
He might be on top of a horse.
It's a medium close-up.
I don't think he's on top of a horse.
He might be on Hodor's shoulders.
He could be.
I'm making that up. Do you feel like they needed this here, though, after last season they had Bronn in this epic moment shooting an arrow, so now they need to have Bran shooting an arrow?
I mean, it's only fair.
Bran Braun. I think both actors showed up. They were like, dude, the script calls for Bran shooting an arrow. And then the guy was like, no, the script calls for Bran shooting an arrow. And they were like, okay, okay.
Well, let the half man decide.
We're going to give this to Bran in season two. And then Bran, when you're a little older, you can come back and shoot an arrow in season three. So.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Flaming arrow, isn't it? Next. Or sword. Flames.
Who's the eye patch guy, though?
I want to say it's Beric Dondarrion.
Well, Slava says that in the chat, so I'm gonna go with him. He's been smart so far.
It's Mikhail.
All right, let me get this right. Slava's 420.
Yeah, there's a quite an interesting sequence of events that take place between Beric, Thoros of Myr, and somebody who departed King's Landing at the end of last season.
Mm. Oh, all right. So we've got Beric Dondarrion. He's picking up a flaming sword. And I think he's happy with the way it turned out.
Yeah, he's like, man, this is bitching.
He goes, this is hot. Ow. He moves the sand away very quickly. It burns.
Somebody's walking in a forbidden forest.
Hooded, shadowy figure searching for unicorns.
Actually, can we watch that a little closer? I think that looks like the figure of Sean Bean. It looks like, I'm serious here. It looks like he's got kind of like not long enough hair for a pony.
Is the same person that's walking the person in the very next scene?
Oh,
with
who's got like the gloves?
Yeah,
probably.
That's a really good point though, man. It really does look like him. That's weird.
Dude, do you see it too?
No, I definitely see it.
Okay, so I'm not fucking crazy.
Yeah, no, because it's going to be full of flashbacks most likely, because I know that there was news about him getting some action filming wise coming back into certain things in these new seasons. So maybe we'll see it, maybe we won't.
Oh, but it can't be Ned because he's got his head back on.
There's a certain scene in the books where a specific character has, I wouldn't say flashbacks necessarily, it might be more nightmare related as it relates to Ned Stark, so perhaps it could be him in that scene.
Hmm.
Perhaps.
All right, so whose head is in the bag?
You mean who's captured? Well, we need Selena for this forearm bicep analyzation to figure out who it is, but
I think it's Gendry.
I think it could be Gendry, yeah. I think he might be finally captured.
As soon as you pointed that out, as soon as you began to say that, I was like, oh yeah, it's probably Gendry.
It looks almost like it's in present day though, doesn't it? That scene doesn't look like it's in the dungeon.
Oh yeah, people get belt tied to a piece of wood all the time.
No, look at the windows in the background.
No, you're right. It's very
strange. Looks like basement
color.
Windows.
Yeah. No. Honestly though, I think you just pointed out kind of a technical flaw though, you know, in the way they filmed it.
My bet would be on Jamie.
Yeah, that's got to be Jamie.
Next up we have a bunch of people running on grass.
The Andals are coming.
That's a very Lord of the Rings shot right there.
Only if it were Lord of the Rings, there'd be 17,000 other men.
Also, it would look better. Just yeah. Throw that out.
Good point. Fair enough.
Then we get to Daenerys.
Dany is standing in a field of... They don't look like Dothraki because they're wearing armor.
Hmm.
No, they
yeah,
are.
Yeah, we know Dothraki don't do armor.
Unsullied.
Unless she's hanging out with a new brand of Dothraki, which I seriously doubt. It looks like she has found herself some new playmates.
And some clothing.
Yeah, a nice blue cloak.
Baby blue.
They're all like Varys, though.
Intellect, plus 5 stamina. It's a good cloak. What do you mean they're like Varys?
They're all eunuchs.
Are they all eunuchs?
They are.
I think their shield is compensating for something then. Look at that. The shields look like areolas.
Look, it's my army of eunuchs.
The shields look like nipples, dude.
They have no fear, for they are an army of eunuchs.
With nipples.
With nipples, yes. Eunuchs.
What they lack in balls, they have nipple shields.
Eunuchs still have nipples.
I know. They have more nipples. They're Scaramanga.
Right.
That's her third nipple.
Daenerys has arrived in her new location here.
Keep going.
Yeah, keep
Astapor,
going.
Astapor, not to be confused with Ass High.
Yeah, Ass High, dangerous place.
You said Astapor?
Astapor.
Astapor. Why have I read that word before? It must have been announced.
I think they mentioned it at the end of last season.
Mm.
Could be wrong, but those are her new followers.
Dude, that's a pretty big improvement over the Dothraki, if you ask me.
I mean, you've never seen them fight, so how do you know?
Well, you know, it's all they seem promising, and they don't have as much baggage. They're not carrying their slaves and their horses and their tub and all that other stuff.
Well, that's one good thing about having an army of eunuchs. They're not distracted by slaving or raping, so they're just kind of, you know, on the ball.
That is a good point, sir.
No, they're not.
When they sit down, they're
Bazinga.
Not on the ball.
Good job, Mike.
Let's play a new segment called Wig or Not Wig, okay, with the next shot of Catelyn.
I think she's p- pulling her hair back out of her face because she's at the High Council. She's in King's Landing, obviously, because we know Cersei's not leaving.
Dude, but she like, oh, is she talking to Cersei?
Yeah.
Because there's candles where they shouldn't be in the other shot.
Oh.
You know, all of a sudden there's candles. I wonder if this is one of those juxtapositions that makes Don't you think tricked. She's talking she's, to Cersei?
Yeah. She's at River Run.
Yeah, that's a trick.
That's a trick. So she's not talking to Cersei.
Yeah, and I see what they did with the shallow depth, with the lights in the back, like trying to match the orange. You see that? When going from shot to shot, they're matching the orange there.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice work, guys. Yeah, no, so Cersei's obviously hearing something she's not too pleased about, and it probably ideologically matches the tone for what Kat is actually saying, though.
But it's a complete offensive by her. I mean, I don't think we've ever really seen her like this, saying something like, show them how it feels to lose what they love.
No, that's true. She's very docile coming up to this point.
And then we have zombie dude.
Is he a zombie or is he praying?
I don't know what he's doing.
Or is he doing both?
He looks like he's been taken over by White Walkers.
It's safe to say that he's cold.
Yeah, just a little bit.
This is the scene from Christmas Vacation where they're at the tree. She'll see it later, Clark. Her eyes are frozen.
and John, when it cuts to John's shot, John is looking down as if he was looking at the same thing that this guy was looking at. And then we get a cut. Mance is saying, we're about to start the biggest fire the North has ever seen.
That is a highlight of this. We're 30 seconds in and Mance Rayder freaking says, we're going to start the biggest fire the North has ever seen. And the funny thing is that they're surrounded by, like, glacial ice.
As opposed to?
You know, talking about fire somewhere where it's actually feasible.
Right.
I just think it's cool finally getting to see Mance Rayder.
Yeah, me too.
Though we've seen photos of him.
No, I think that's great. I can't wait to meet him in the show, which I imagine will be, like, the first episode considering where last season left off.
That sounds about right. Usually their mechanic is introducing most of the main characters in the first episode.
Good point.
To go throughout the whole rest of the season.
Or as long as the character shall last. Ooh.
Ooh.
That's a better point.
There you go.
It looks like somebody is slamming something down onto a table and scaring poor little Joffrey.
It's probably just Tywin being a badass and a mentor.
And a Minotaur?
And a Minotaur. Tywin's a Minotaur.
God,
Tywin.
Spoilers, stop. He turns into a Minotaur.
That wasn't him riding his horse that was shitting. It's actually just, that's all Tywin.
So he's a centaur. Ah, I see.
Oh, yeah, right. Sorry, I confused the two.
It's okay. Animal body halves get confusing after a while. So Joffrey's annoyed. He flips around really quick. And, you know, that kind of, if you look at it really closely, Eric, I think you might appreciate this. But when he turns around, it's the same position that Bieber is in his new cover for his album Believe.
I'm looking that up right
now.
No,
it is. I swear to God. Look it up right now.
Everybody, I'm looking it up. I'm going to compare the two. You're saying new album? Dude, you're right. You were right. I'm going to share that. I'm going to take a...
I don't know. Mike, a next shot, shall we?
Yeah, it looks like a shot of Ygritte pulling back an arrow.
That can't be
Ygritte. I don't know if she's going to fire her. Looks like her, just a little bit dirty.
This person has dark hair, though.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, it might be Ygritte, and it might just be really... I mean, the way they colored this shot and the way it's damp. I don't know. I'm not sure. It's kind of hard to make out who that is.
But then we go into the battle, which I guess kind of gives away the person I was talking about earlier, who goes one-on-one with Beric Dondarrion, because you can pretty clearly see who that is.
Right.
Well, the best laid plans, you know what they say, Micah?
What do they say?
Of mice and men.
Often go awry.
So Gregor the butler is fighting Mr. Beric Dondarrion, and one has a flaming sword. Not really sure where he got that enchantment. Maybe Lady of Light, Lord of Light did it for him.
I want to meet the artisans who are like the kings of wielding like flaming swords, who they hired to do this stunt on the show.
Right, the fire eaters.
Yeah, because there's got to be like gasoline dripping off of, or like oil because it's slower burning, like literally just dripping off this blade like for the shot. This is crazy.
Yeah, they use camp fuel. Yeah, that stuff
that
you can buy
sense.
Like at Walmart. Yeah, I know. I've seen it done a handful of times. It's pretty cool. It's like a mixture of kerosene and regular oil, sort of.
I was going to say, how do you get it to stick to the metal? Wouldn't it just slide off?
Yeah, but I mean, at the end of the day, once it's doused in, it's still coating the metal. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Where's the Walmart in Westeros, though?
I think it's at S-High is where it is. Yeah, so that's where they keep all the, they leave the people there.
What's cool is, you know, we were reading through right now on our show the first book, and there's a mention in one of the chapters that we did not too long ago about Thoros of Myr and Beric Dondarrion. And now here we finally get to see them in season three. We got Beric Dondarrion in season one as well. He was sent off by Ned, but you know, it shows you that Melisandre is not the only one who sort of practices this weird Lord of Light type religion. There's others out there just like her.
It says a lot. The implications of a flaming sword fighting someone who we've sort of, I don't want to say grown to love. He's a character that some people are either hot or cold onto, no pun intended. So the implications of there being some kind of an epic battle between him and a virtually unknown character to the TV audience is pretty, I don't know, it's some steep stuff. You know, we're only halfway through the trailer.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Title card.
I was looking at Gordy Walls saying the Walmart is located on the wall. That's a good point. Fair point. That's what's inside of that thing. That's why it's so tall.
Yeah, they got to keep all the stack those old Roy dog food bags up real high. Everyone is mine to tickle.
To torment.
Oh, torment.
Torment. Sorry.
I heard it like one of the first times I was watching it, but then when you said tickle, I just lost it. I'm sorry.
Tyrion and Tywin, neither of them look pleased. And also, let's talk about this burning canoe that neither Rob or Kat look pleased about.
There is someone's body in that canoe. It's like when they sent Darth Vader off, or
Arthur from First Night, man. Come on.
Mm.
There you go. Richard Gere. Good film.
So somebody died and Rob and Catelyn are mourning.
Or they're just, I mean, does Rob look like he's mourning? Also, Catelyn appears to be wearing a snake around her neck.
Yeah. It's Nagini, remember? She played Miss Granger.
Oh, okay. Come, Nagini. Oh, shit. That makes complete sense. So they're grieving the death of someone who's passed. The canoe is burning. It's a mobile pyre. It's all the rage right now in Westeros.
And she looks far more upset than Rob does, even though Rob looks a tad bit grieving.
Rob kind of appears that he hasn't really met this person or knew this person very well. And then we have a nice change to
Jorah.
Sir Jorah.
Mm.
There's a beast in every man.
And it comes out when you put a sword in their hand.
Who's that, Sam? Did we get a shot of Sam there? Yeah, he's all bloodied and beat up.
Dude.
Did he get away for filming? Oh, I see. Well, he's been helping us out on the show a lot, so that's cool that I'm finally getting to see some screen time.
I don't think there's a beast in him.
He's just a beast. Without giving too much away, and sort of this epic battle that takes place at the very beginning of book three, and I think we got a little tease towards it at the end of season two.
That appears to be what's happening.
Cressor's Keep looks like it's on fire.
Yeah, and in our next shot, Slavis in the chat really points it out that Jaime looks like he's having a rough time in this trailer.
Jaime's really having a rough time. You know, it's a shame because I'd like him to be as humorous as possible.
It'll be interesting to see him actually be a little bit less crass.
So what? Messed up because of what Jorah says right as they show Jaime.
What do they say?
It's done very well. So well, in fact. Do you know what I'm talking about, or you have no idea?
He says the beast.
Yep.
I almost bet it was intentionally done.
Oh, yes. That's good. That's funny. I think Gordy will appreciate that one.
For those of you who have read Storm of Swords, Sir Jorah has been used by the producers of this trailer very well. And then we see some more people riding on horses.
Horses are a popular thing in these kinds of television shows.
Then we see Arya.
Ooh.
And this collection of shots really starts to speed up here.
Yeah.
So we've got Arya. We've got a sword being unsheathed. And who are these people?
It looks like Captain Creepyface almost on his knees, doesn't it?
Someone that's bald. And we see the large tower. So I'm going to go ahead and assume that it's Captain Creepyface answering for his sins. But wasn't he being – he was burnt up like crazy.
Yeah.
Though, right?
No, that again, it looks like Tormund Giantsbane. Who was climbing the wall earlier.
Same guy.
He appears to be on the other side of the wall this time.
Same beard, same sword, same guy.
And then Jon?
Yeah, Jon Snow, looking like he's somewhere where there isn't snow. He's just in a woodlands with some rain.
So I think that it's safe to say that we have crept south of the wall sometime in this season. So things are going to get crazy.
That's exciting.
Going to get a little crazy. Iceland got a little bit too cold to film in.
Yeah.
Though actually now, if we go back to that scene with Tormund, it could be one of the Night's Watch that's down on their knees because they appear to be wearing a black cloak, right?
You are indeed.
Deserter, deserter.
Sansa.
Sansa. Mm. What do you think season three has in store for her?
Well, she's hanging out with Cersei still, apparently.
She's checking her out. Is that what she said? It kind of looks like she is in that scene.
I think that's another juxtaposition.
Yeah.
Like, poor, like, yeah. Because they're both by, like, windows relaxing. But then who would be viewing Cersei like this? Her husband is dead. Her brother's captured. Who's in her bedchamber with her? And, like, she seems disarmed. You know, she's not, like, in armor or whatever. Not even in a gown. She's like kind of in an, I don't want to say a nighty, but this seems like it's a more intimate view of her.
Kind of looks like a romper.
Then we get to everybody's favorite scene.
Is that? That looks like Jon Snow making out with Sansa.
No. We're going to say it's someone else. And we're going to call Ygritte. It Ygritte, yeah.
So, and they do not look like, even though he's in his coat, it's also, there's not this white of snow. So maybe he took her with him south of the wall.
They could be in an igloo.
Oh, yeah, an igloo, because Ygritte, because Ygritte is in it, and that makes it an igloo.
So John and Ygritte are kissing. Apparently, she now thinks that he knows something.
Yeah,
yeah, like how to kiss Jon Snow.
And we have... Okay, well, now, I mean, the next shots, it's got some pretty massive implications. We've got
the Voyage of the Dawn Treader.
Yeah, the Voyage of the Dawn Treader. And we've got a dragon flying. So Dany's got a boat. Earlier we found out she has soldiers or followers in a cool blue cloak.
Yes.
I mean, but really, I mean, there's something to keep in mind, guys that are listening. It's they're meaning to lead us astray with this trailer, I'm assuming. And a lot of these shots could be dream sequences. They could be. Mm-hmm. We don't know.
Could be.
Yeah, especially when they're playing chess with, like, coffee mugs at the end.
All right.
Big hunks of rock.
But that's why we're here, to pick apart every little detail.
All the tiny ones.
Dany just set off some TNT.
Dany's blowing up some bombs. She's got that cloak on still. Pretty horse riding through the trees. Pretty horse.
Guys, pretty horse.
That person looks like Arya.
It does.
It does. Riding through the trees.
Dude, no way.
She's running from...
somebody.
Gendry. Gendry. Gotta be Gendry. And then,
oh, wow.
Like Eric said, we've got a chess game, which we all know what that implies. It's all a game.
Dude, I do want the Game of Thrones board game, but after I see this episode where they're playing chess with, like, these hunks of rock, I might want that chess set.
I'm sure they'll make it for you on HBO.com or the Noble Collection. Sell it for about $500.
Either that or I have to break out my Sculpey clay.
Uh-huh.
You have Sculpey clay?
Dude, shout out to Sculpey. Hey.
Hey, Sculpey.
We're delirious. Yeah, and can you tell me, what is it, the wisp of smoke, does it look like angel's wings to you, or what's it supposed to be when the words come up and the smoke unfurls?
It's usually raven's wings, isn't it?
Yeah. Yep, that's definitely a bird.
Oh, revenge.
Revenge.
And oh, revenge.
Now that's...
show a picture of Robb Stark. Who would want revenge on Robb Stark?
Oh, Walder Frey.
I can't
think
of anyone. And so we have some epic shots of the main cast, and that's it. That's the trailer, everybody.
Well, what is he saying? Revenge, dot, dot, dot.
Revenge will be yours in time, and it's probably Baelish doing his creepy voice again. You can hardly tell it's Baelish because he's just being all ominous. Like, revenge will be yours in time.
No shots of Baelish, though.
Yeah. That's they're really, you know, utilizing his voice and not giving him any FaceTime. Wish I could FaceTime with Baelish. That'd be fun.
leave us out of this, Eric. Leave us out of this.
Overall, I liked the footage that we saw here, even more than the, you know, in production videos, only because now you know kind of what's going to be in the show. Even if it's a dream sequence, these exact shots I imagine will be part of episodes to come. So that really allows my appetite to be whetted.
I wasn't really sure what to expect, because how do you really go into these things expecting something? Now, I can't really say that I was like dancing around on pins and needles, fanboying, like excited about the trailer, because I really wasn't. I mean, I'm looking forward to it, obviously, because the new season is going to be amazing. We love the new show and we love this show and yada, yada, yada. But I mean, it's safe to say that for me, it completely blew away and exceeded all of my expectations. Just gone.
Agreed. It seems like they found all new locations, or, you know, the show just looks visually as stunning as ever. And I'm excited with the little hints they left in there about some guy climbing the wall and about the dragon, you know, flying alongside the boat. They didn't really need to give us much, but I feel like they gave us a lot to go on and really excite us for this show, which is airing at the end of the month.
It's easy to go into these things and know that we have more story left and to know that there are books, that there are other seasons that are yet to come. But it'd be like, I think about it like this. If we had knowledge that there was a new Potter book, right? And we were excited about it, and that's cool. But instead of reading it, you know, a month before it's out, we get a trailer showing small clips from it, and which is even more stronger than an excerpt or stronger than a photo, like a set photo or even a behind the scenes video. Like, this is a carefully laid out and planned snippet to give you a taste of what's coming. So essentially we just kind of ingested part of season three. And like I said, it looks like it's going to be pretty awesome.
Yeah.
This is 1 minute out of about 560 minutes of upcoming footage. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
There are a couple of things that were omitted that I'd be interested to see more of, maybe in other trailers. I know some people in the chat mentioned there was no Muir or Jojen Reed that we were able to see, and also no Queen of Thorns, no Tyrells, who obviously play a much larger role in this season. So looking forward to seeing them in action, but overall I really did like the trailer. I thought it was, you know, pretty comprehensive, and a lot of scenes cut in a way that could be misleading. I know we discussed that a little bit during the course of the show, but hopefully we're able to make sense of some things. And I'm very impressed by some of the creativeness that these producers had putting this trailer together, because there's definitely some, what do they call them, Easter eggs in there?
Hidden tiny little Easter eggs filled with little jars of money.
That's cool that they can do that, though. It's just quarters, though, Zach.
Oh, damn it.
I know.
Yeah, no, I was excited. I think that, like I said, it's really hard to look at it and echo it. I'm not someone who gets overly jazzed about stuff like this. Not that I'm pessimistic in any way, but I mean, it's a trailer. But damn, it looks like there's some exciting shit to come. And I knew there was, but you know, when you see it in front of you finally, I mean, this is, for all intents and purposes, the first real thing that has to do with season three that we've seen. So, you know, and it just happened. It's really funny that we're recording the episode right now, because it literally just happened, and we have listeners from the show chatting right now, and we get to see their responses too. So it's a really interesting experience that I've never been a part of.
I agree. This is the first of many Goo live shows, I think, and especially live on Ustream. We can really do this whenever. This has been fun. It's just great to have this running commentary.
I agree.
Well, shall we do owns? Shall we?
So my own of the trailer, I have to give it to Beric Dondarrion and his Sword of Fire.
Ooh, the flaming sword.
And a little tip of the cap to the producers for the Ser Jorah comments on the Jaime Lannister moment in the trailer.
I'm going to have to give my own of this trailer to either Mance, because his line was pretty badass and he was yelling and that was cool, or to Mrs. Daenerys for blowing up the chain explosives behind her, which I'm sure cost a little bit of money. And also, that cloak really popped in the sand. I think you did a really good job with your coordination of colors. So Danny or Mance, or Mance Danny, or Danny Mance. It doesn't matter. One of the two, it works.
Cool. Good call. I mean, I didn't think she'd be able to match her clothing after she killed her hand servants, her handmaidens. Never mind. I guess that was funnier in my head. My own goes the guy climbing the wall. I mean, who does that? Actually, there's several guys, but in particular that one guy who knew that the camera was looming right ahead of him and had the foresight to look up ahead of him and go rah!
And not look directly into the lens, because that would have taken people right out of it.
Yeah. To not break the fourth wall and take us all out of it.
Yeah, perfect. Well, if you have an own that is own worthy, I know that you guys have been seeing, you've been watching, you've been catching the tweets. You've been catching the tweets. They exist. They're littered around the internet right now. And I know they're recording this on Friday, and you're listening to this on Monday, unless you're listening with us live. But you've seen the trailer. What's your favorite bits of the trailer? What do you think that those bits imply, et cetera, X and Y? Send us an email, contact@gameofowns.com. That's an email address. I heard that Eric checks that email address quite frequently.
Oh, I just checked to see that it hasn't changed.
If you can remember what it is.
Yeah, that's all. But definitely, and I think we can read some of their quick responses to the trailer on Wednesday's episode.
Absolutely.
Did we just say absolutely at the same time?
I said absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yes. So you can follow us on Twitter, of course, if you don't already get our Twitter updates, although every time there's a new episode or every time we get something we like from one of you guys, we do tend to retweet it. Of course, our Twitter is Game of Owns. It's the name of our show, which you may have already found because you're listening to it. But that's Twitter. And of course, iTunes. Hello. You subscribe to us on iTunes, but also you can rate and review us. And there's a special in the month of February where if you rate 5 stars, you will get 5. That's right. 5. Count them. 5 kisses from Bran of Tarth. She has agreed to kiss you 5 times for rating us 5 stars on iTunes.
Bitch too.
I mean, if you guys aren't following the Twitter account yet, then you wouldn't have been able to find out about this random impromptu live stream that who knows will ever happen again in this way, sort, or fashion. So catching up on those things makes sense. Twitter is where we say stuff, and iTunes is where we put stuff. Sometimes you guys put stuff
and
there.
And as Eric mentioned, we do appreciate you rating and reviewing us on iTunes. If you didn't know, actually, the only people that were allowed to chat in the Ustream tonight were people who rated us 5 stars or better on iTunes. And they're just having a grand old time here. We've mentioned them throughout the course of the show. Slavis, Gordy Walls, The Left Lane. Togo Masho actually has joined us now.
So
nice to see them here. But all of our great listeners are having a good time with us here on Friday night, just after 1 o'clock here on the East Coast. So I'm sure Selena is just about getting up from her pre-birthday revelries and is getting ready to go at it for another 24 hours of whatever they do over in Sweden for a good time. Hope you guys enjoyed yourself on this live show of sorts. And we'll see you on Wednesday.
And in the words of Toko Masho, who has recently joined the live chat, I only just saw the tweet, jumped out of bed, put on pants, turned it on immediately. LOL, Volcano, I added that last one. It's Game of Owns. We're a podcast. I'm Zach Louie.
That's Micah Tannenbaum.
And speaking before me is Eric Skull.
Stay gooey.
Stay gooey, everybody.